simple little band of girls to prove that you are mine.
Yeah. Hey, you have a light? Old gold man, huh? Lucky strike here. Can I ask you a question? Why do you smoke old gold?
I'm sorry, sir. Is Sam here bothering you? He can be a little chatty.
No, we're actually just having a conversation. Is that okay?
Can I get you another drink?
Yeah. Do this again. Old fashioned, please. So you obviously need to relax after working here all night.
Yes. I don't know.
But what is it? I mean, Lothar, those new filters, why old gold?
They gave them to us in the service. A carton a week for free.
So you're used to them, is that it?
Yeah. They'll have it.
Well, I could never get you to try another brand, say, my Luckies.
I love my old golds.
All right, well, let's just say tomorrow a tobacco weevil comes and eats every last old gold on the planet.
That's a sad story.
It's a tragedy. Would you just stop smoking?
I think I could find something. I love smoking.
I love smoking. That's very good.
My wife hates it. Reader's Digest says it will kill you.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Ladies love their magazines.
Yes, they do.
Just want a little band of gold to prove that you are mine.
You weren't worried about waking me, were you?
Am I interrupting anything?
No. Lucky I'm still up working, and I'm alone.
How's it going?
I invented something called Grandmother's Day. It ought to keep me busy drawing puppies for a few months.
I have a few ideas, Pastor.
Does that mean what I think it means? Because I'm familiar with most of your ideas.
I'm having a situation with my cigarette account.
Wow, you really are here to talk.
The Trade Commission is cracking down on all of our health claims.
I like it, Reader's Digest. Now, this is the same scary high 5 years ago. You dealt with it. And I know I slip a lot better knowing doctors smoke.
That's just it. The whole safer cigarette thing is over. No more doctors, no more testimonials, no more cough-free, soothes your T-zone, low tar, low nicotine, filter tip, nothing. All I have is a crush-proof box and 4 out of 5 dead people smoked your brand.
Is this the part where I say Don Draper is the greatest ad man ever and his big, strong brain find a way to lead the sheep to the slaughterhouse?
I don't want to go to school tomorrow.
You gonna pitch to me or not?
Midge, I'm serious. I have nothing. I am over, and they're finally going to know it. Next time you see me, there will be a bunch of young executives picking meat off my ribs.
That's a pretty picture.
What's your secret?
9 different ways to say, I love you, Grandma. You think I'd make a good ex-wife?
I'm serious. You have your own business. You don't mind when I come over. What size Cadillac do you pick?
You know the rules. I don't make plans, and I don't make breakfast.
So I'm having the tobacco people in 9 hours, and I have nothing.
People love smoking. There's nothing that you, the Trade Commission, or Reader's Digest can do to change that.
You know, there's this kid who comes by my office every day. Looks where he's going to put his plants.
In the anthem?
Take the long way up.
I am really enjoying the view here.
You going to Campbell's bachelor party?
Yeah, I want to be there before they tie an anchor on his neck and drag him out to sea.
I hear she's a nice girl.
And who wants that?
What'd you do that for? She'll probably be assigned to one of us.
And she'll know what she's in for. Besides, you gotta let them know what kind of guy you are. Then they'll know what kind of girl to be.
I have a feeling we won't be going to your bachelor party anytime soon.
Yeah, well, compared to Campbell, I'm a Boy Scout.
Excuse me, is he expecting you?
He's not expecting anything.
Oh, honey, don't worry. I'll get home safely. I have an important appointment right now, so why don't you go shopping or something? Take your mother lunch. Tell her it was my idea.
Wow, he's good.
It's just a bachelor party, dear. No, I really don't know what they have planned. But judging from the creative brain power around here, we'll probably end up seeing My Fair Lady. I'll tell you what. I'll drop by your place on my way home. Your mother can check under my fingernails. Of course, I love you. I'm giving up my life to be with you, aren't I? What a great gal. I'll tell you, boys. She stole my heart.
And her old man's loaded.
Now, this is the executive floor. It should be organized, but it's not. So you'll find account executives and creative executives all mixed in together. Please don't see the difference. Great. Hopefully, if you follow my lead, you can avoid some of the mistakes I've made here.
Hello, John.
Like that one. So how many trains did it take you? Only one, but I got up very early. In a couple of years, with the right moves, you'll be in the city with the rest of us. Of course, if you really make the right moves, you'll be out in the country and you won't be going to work at all. You'll be here just across the aisle from me. We'll both take care of this table for the time being. I don't know what your goals are, but don't overdo it with the perfume. Keep a fist of something in your desk. Mr. Draper drinks rye. Also, invest in some aspirin, band-aids, and a needle and thread. Rye's Canadian, right? You better find out. He may act like he wants a secretary, but most of the time they're looking for something between a mother and a waitress. And the rest of the time, well. Go home, take a paper bag, and cut some eye holes out of it. Put it over your head, get undressed, and look at yourself in the mirror. Really evaluate where your strengths and weaknesses are, and be honest. I always try to be honest. Good for you. Now try not to be overwhelmed by all this technology. It looks complicated, but the men who designed it made it simple enough for a woman to use. I sure hope so. At lunch, you need to pick up a box of chocolates, a dozen carnations, and some bath salts. I'll explain later. Thank you, Miss Holloway. You're really wonderful for looking out for me this way. It's Joan. And listen, don't take this the wrong way, but a girl like you with those darling little ankles, I'd find a way to make them sing. Also, men love scarves. Good morning, Mr. Draper. Oh, and Mr. Sterling, how are you?
Morning, girl. You look like $100.
Long night? Not this tobacco thing, is it?
It's been on my mind.
Yeah, well, I should hope so. Lee Garner, his father, the whole Lucky Strike family will be here at 4.
You worried?
No. If I was worried, I'd ask you what you've got.
But I'm not.
So I'm just going to assume you've got something.
Which means you should be worried. So you came here because you wanted to watch me get dressed?
No, I wanted to make sure you were here.
In body. Give me about a half hour for the rest of it.
Oh. How do I put this? Have we ever hired any Jews?
Not on my watch.
That's very funny. It's not what I meant.
We've got an Italian, Salvatore, our art director.
That won't work.
Sorry. Most of the Jewish guys work for the Jewish firms.
Yeah, I know. Selling Jewish products to Jewish people.
That's very good.
It's just that our 11 o'clock's with Mencken's department store, and I wish we had someone to make them feel comfortable.
You want me to run down to the deli and grab somebody?
Mr. Button.
At you, Gidget.
Still trying to fill out that bikini?
Summer's coming.
Out the medical claims, all we have is a white box with a red spot on it. My neighbor posed for that. Believe me. He always looks very relaxed. Of course he doesn't smoke. Had him hold a pencil.
If I know these guys, you're better off with a little sex appeal. Can you give me a woman in a bathing suit, put her next to your guy?
A sexy girl? I can do that.
Give a chance to get a real model.
Oh, I love my work. Speaking of sexy girls, are you going to Pete's bachelor party?
I'm not really big on those things.
Tell me about it. It's so embarrassing. If a girl's going to shake it in my face, I want to be alone so I can do something. Should we drink before the meeting or after? Or both?
So, that's it. Huh? Relax.
Don't be short with me. You're the writer. I thought it was worth a try.
Great,
I'm going
to see you. Send her in. Oh, great. Now we get to hear from a man in research.
Mr. Draper, Mr. Romano. You both seem more relaxed than I expected. Do you have some kind of surprise for the tobacco people?
I'm doing my own research.
If you're planning to continue with medical testimony, you'll only be inviting further government interference. We must police ourselves.
There's your slogan.
The medical thing is dead. We understand that.
Yes, dead. An apt choice of words, considering the public is convinced that cigarettes are poisonous. If we can't insist that they're not, I believe my most recent surveys have provided a solution. We can still suggest that cigarettes are part of American life, or too good to give up. Or most appealing, an assertion of independence.
So basically, if you love danger, you'll love smoking.
And we could put a skull and crossbones on the label. I love it.
Before the war, when I studied with Edler in Vienna, we postulated that what Freud called the death wish is as powerful a drive as those for sexual reproduction and physical sustenance.
Freud, you say? What agency is he with?
So, we're supposed to believe that people are living one way and secretly thinking the exact opposite? That's ridiculous.
Let me tell you something, Miss Gutman.
Doctor.
Dr. Gutman. Psychology might be great at cocktail parties. But it so happens that people were buying cigarettes before Freud was born. The issue here isn't why should people smoke, it's why should people smoke Lucky Strike. Suggesting that our customers have a what did you call it, a death wish? I just don't see that on a billboard.
So what if Reader's Digest says they're dangerous? They also said Bambi was the book of the century. There's no proof.
There's conclusive proof that none of these low-tar, low-nicotine or filtration systems have any effect on the incidences of lung cancer.
Just give me the damn report.
I think you'll find it very convincing.
Oh, I'm sure I will. You're the one who found all of our medical testimonials in the first place.
It's true, Mr. Draper, but that's...
Has anyone else seen this?
Of course not. It's your account.
Good. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'm sorry, I just find your whole approach perverse.
Good luck at the meeting. I'm sure it'll be a quick one.
Sal, I'll take that drink now.
I'm sorry to wake you, but Mr. Campbell is outside.
He doesn't know I'm sleeping in here, does he?
No, sir.
That's good. Who are you?
I'm Peggy Olson, the new girl.
You out there in entertainment?
I know it's my first day, and I don't want to seem uncooperative, but do I have to?
I see your point.
I brought you some aspirin.
Send him in.
You look like $100. Ready to go sweet talk some retail Jews?
You were tough to take first thing in the morning, Pete.
I've never had any complaints. Speaking of which, who's your little friend here?
Oh, she's a new girl.
You always get the new girl. Management gets all the perks. Where are you from, honey?
Miss Deaver's secretarial school.
Top notch. But I meant, where are you from? Are you Amish or something?
No, I'm from Brooklyn.
Well, you're in the city now. Wouldn't be a sin for us to see your legs. And if you pull your waist in a little bit, you might look like a woman.
Is that all, Mr. Draper?
Hey, I'm not done here. I'm working my way up.
That'll be all. Peggy, right?
Yes. Oh, and it's time for your 11 o'clock meeting.
Oh, and sorry about Mr. Campbell here. He left his manners back at the fraternity house.
She's a little young for you, Draper.
Future Mrs. Pete Campbell is a very lucky woman. When's the wedding again?
Sunday. Did Ken tell you about the bachelor party tonight?
He sure did.
So do I get first crack at her? Word is she took down more sailors than the Arizona.
How old are you, Pete?
I just turned 26.
I bet the whole world looks like one great big brassiere strap just waiting to be snapped.
You are good with words, Draper.
Campbell, we're both men here, so I'm going to be direct.
Christ, are you already sleeping with her?
Advertising is a very small world, and when you do something like malign the reputation of a girl from the steno pool on her first day, you make it even smaller. Keep it up, and even if you do get my job, you'll never run this place. You'll die in that corner office, a mid-level executive with a little bit of hair who women go home with out of pity. Wanna know why? Because no one will like you.
Oh, here are our miracle workers now. You know, Pete Campbell, of course, your account executive if you choose to do business with us, and this handsome fellow is Don Draper, the best creative director in New York.
Well, at least the building. Pleasure to meet you.
Oh, sorry about that.
I'm Rachel Menken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was expecting...
You were expecting me to be a man. My father was, too.
And you are...
Why, Don, you remember David Cohen from the art department.
Of course. David, one of the rising stars here at Sterling Cooper.
Well, why don't we make ourselves comfortable, and Miss Megan, you can tell us what you have in mind.
Wonderful.
Very subtle. Isn't that your shirt?
I had to go all the way to the mail room, but I found one.
So, you must be Peggy Olson. Joan Holloway sent you over. She's a great girl. How is Joan?
She sends her regards.
She's a lot of fun. Must be a scream to work with her.
Yes, it's pretty terrific.
Mm-hmm. Try to make yourself comfortable and relax. I see from your chart and your finger that you're not married.
That's right.
And yet you're interested in the contraceptive pills.
Well, I was...
No reason to be nervous. Joan sent you to me because I'm not here to judge you. There's nothing wrong with a woman being practical about the possibility of sexual activity. Spread your knees.
That's good to hear.
Although, as a doctor, one would like to think that putting a woman in this situation is not going to turn her into some kind of strumpet. Slide your fanny towards me. I'm not going to bite. I'll warn you now. I will take you off this medicine if you abuse it.
It's for your own good, really. But the fact is, even in our modern times, easy women don't find husbands.
I understand, Dr. Emerson. I really am a very responsible person.
Oh, I'm sure you're not that kind of girl. Now, Joan, I'm just getting along here. You can get dressed.
I'm going to write you a prescription for Enovid. They're $11 a month, but don't think you have to go out and become the town pump just to get your money's worth. Excuse my French.
So, what Don is saying is that through a variety of media, including a spot during the Danny Thomas show, if you can afford it, we can really boost awareness.
Then, a 10% off coupon in select ladies magazines will increase your first time visitors. Once we get them into the store,
the rest,
it's kind of up to you.
Mr. Burster is 60 years old. We share a wall with Tiffany's. Honestly, a coupon?
Miss Macon, coupons work. I think your father would agree with the strategy.
He might. But he's not here because we just had our lowest sales year, ever. So I suppose what I think matters most right now.
Miss Macon, why did you come here? There are a dozen other agencies better suited to your needs.
If I wanted some man who happened to be from the same village as my father to manage my account, I could have stayed where I was. Their research favors coupons, too.
It's not just research, Miss Macon. Housewives love coupons.
I'm not interested in housewives.
What kind of people do you want?
I want your kind of people, Mr. Draper. People who don't care about coupons, whether or not they can afford it. People who are coming to the store because it is expensive.
Well, we obviously have very different ideas.
Yes. Like, the customer is always right. Gentlemen, I really thought you could do better than this. Sterling Cooper has a reputation for being innovative.
Miss, you are way out of line.
Please. Let's not get emotional here. There's no reason we can't talk this out.
Talk about what? This silly idea that people are going to come to some store they've never been to because it's more expensive?
It works for Chanel.
Mencken's is not Chanel.
That's a vote of confidence.
What I'm saying is, Chanel is a very different kind of place. It's French, it's continental, it's...
Not just another Jewish department store?
Exactly.
You were right, Roger. This place really runs on charm.
This is ridiculous.
Don.
I'm not going to let a woman talk to me like this. This meeting is over. Good luck, Miss Macon.
Hey, Don, I don't blame you. She was way out of line. Adding money and education doesn't take the rude edge out of people.
Well, Roger's not going to be happy, so I guess that's good for you.
I'm not going to pretend I don't want your job, but you were right. I'm not great with people. And you are. I mean, not counting that meeting we were just in. So, I'm kind of counting on you to help me out. There's plenty of room at the top.
Look, I'm sorry I was so hard on you before. It's just this damn tobacco thing.
You'll think of something. A man like you, I follow into combat blindfolded. And I wouldn't be the first. Am I right, buddy?
Let's take it a little slower. I don't want to wake up pregnant.
Dr. Emerson's a dream, isn't he?
He seemed nice.
He has a place in Southampton. I'm not saying that I've seen it, but it's beautiful. Now, don't be nervous, but this is the nerve center of the office. You and your boss rely on the willing and cheerful cooperation of a few skilled employees. Never snap, yell, or be sarcastic with them. And above all, always be a supplicant.
I know you girls are busy, but we've got a new one. Peggy, this is Marge, Nanette, and Ivy. I brought you some things. I guess it's sort of getting to know you here.
Well, aren't you a sweetheart? If I know Joan, the candy's for me. Joan, you're not fair. You know she has to lose 8 pounds by the Christmas party.
I think you look great.
Yeah, it's because I'm sitting down.
You can come back and visit anytime you want, honey.
Who does he work for?
Don Draper.
They got rid of Eleanor?
She moved on. Draper wasn't interested. Well, she couldn't get a call through, rude little thing.
You see that you've got your hands full. You don't want to be bothered. It's nice meeting you.
Hey, you have great legs. I bet you Mr. Draper would like them if he could see them.
Sterling Cooper, thank you so much for holding on my director call.
I just don't know what we have to do to make these government interlopers happy. They tell us to make a safer cigarette. We do it, and then suddenly, that's not good enough.
Might as well be living in Russia.
Damn straight. You know, this morning I got a call from our competitors at Brown and Williamson, and they're getting sued by the federal government because of the health claims they made.
Yeah, we're aware of that, Mr. Garner. But you have to realize that through manipulation of the mass media, the public is under the impression that your cigarettes are linked to certain fatal diseases.
Manipulation of the media? Hell, that's what I pay you for. Our product is fine. I smoke them myself.
My granddad smoked them. He died at 95 years old. He's hit by a truck.
I understand. But our hands are tied. We're no longer allowed to advertise that Lucky Strikes are safe.
So what the hell are we going to do? We've already funded our own tobacco research center to put this whole rumor to rest.
And that's a very good start. But it may not affect sales. Don, I think maybe that's your cue.
Well, I have been thinking quite a bit about this. And I mean, you know, I'm a Lucky Strike fan from way back, so
I might have a solution. At Sterling Cooper, we've been pioneering the burgeoning field of research. And our analysis shows that the health risks associated with your product is not the end of the world. People get in their cars every day to go to work. And some of them die. Cars are dangerous. There's nothing you can do about it. You still have to get where you're going. Cigarettes are exactly the same. So why don't we simply say, so what if cigarettes are dangerous? You're a man. The world is dangerous. Smoke your cigarette. You still have to get where you're going.
That's very interesting. I mean, if cigarettes were dangerous, it would be interesting.
If they aren't, that's your slogan. You're going to die anyway? Die with us?
Actually, it's a fairly well-established psychological principle that society has a death wish. And if we could just tap into that, the market potential is...
What the hell are you talking about? Are you insane? I'm not selling rifles here. I'm in the tobacco business. We're selling America. The Indians gave it to us, for shit's sake.
Come on, Dad. Let's get out of here. The bright spot is, at least we know if we have this problem, everybody has this problem.
Gentlemen, before you leave, can I just say something?
I don't know, Don. Can you?
The Federal Trade Commission and Reader's Digest have done you a favor. They've let you know that any ad that brings up the concept of cigarettes and health together, well, it's just going to make people think of cancer.
Yes, and we're grateful to them.
But what Lee Jr. said is right. If you can't make those health claims, neither can your competitors.
So, we got a lot of people not saying anything that sells cigarettes.
Not exactly. This is the greatest advertising opportunity since the invention of cereal. We have six identical companies making six identical products. We can say anything we want. How do you make your cigarettes?
I don't know.
Shame on you. We breed insect repellent tobacco seeds, plant them in the North Carolina sunshine, grow it, cut it, cure it, Toast it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But everybody else's tobacco is toasted.
No, everybody else's tobacco is poisonous. Lucky Strikes is toasted.
Well, gentlemen, I don't think I have to tell you what you just witnessed here.
I think you do.
Advertising is based on one thing. Happiness. And you know what happiness is? Happiness is the smell of a new car. It's freedom from fear. It's a billboard on the side of the road that screams with reassurance that whatever you're doing, it's okay. You are okay.
It's toasted. I get it.
You had me worried. I don't know if you were drunk or not drunk, but that was inspired.
For the record, I pulled it out of thin air, so thank you up there.
You're looking in the wrong direction. So now that I've got you in the afterglow here, what do you say you reconsider this presidential campaign?
I don't know. Bunting and babies? That's hard work. I don't make a hash of it.
Modesty, that's adorable. Consider the product. He's young, handsome, Navy hero. Honestly, it shouldn't be too difficult to convince America Dick Nixon is a winner.
Mrs. Roper, you've got visitors.
Can you be a little more specific, honey?
You heard you saved the day.
Oh, thank you, boys. I appreciate it.
I told them how amazing you were. I'm still tingling.
Well, it looks like you're all going to engage in a little mid-level camaraderie, so I'll be on my way. Don, thanks again for the home run.
I'd love to come through.
Speaking of which, any chance you can patch things up with Rachel Menken? Any way you can be as charming as I said you were?
Haven't you had enough of my magic for one day?
She's worth $3 million.
You're a whore.
Peggy, could she give us a little more ice?
Just a minute. Fellas, I think this party's going to have to move elsewhere.
We'll move wherever you want, but it's 5:15. The bachelor party's underway.
I don't know.
Come on, Don. All hands on deck.
Aren't you going to help us give Pete his big send-off? Maybe next time.
Come on, guys. Don will join us later, right, Don?
If Greta's research was any good, I would have used it.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying I had a report just like that. And it's not like there's some magic machine that makes identical copies of things.
I still think she was right.
Have a great night, Pete. Congratulations.
I heard you were amazing in the meeting.
Fear stimulates my imagination.
I just wanted to thank you for a great first day. And for, you know, standing up for me with Mr. Campbell.
First of all, Peggy, I'm your boss, not your boyfriend. Second of all, you ever let Pete Campbell go through my trash again and you won't be able to find a job selling sandwiches in Penn Station.
He said he left his fountain pen in here. I didn't know. I hope you don't think I'm the kind of girl.
Of course not. Go home, put your curlers in, we'll get a fresh start tomorrow. Oh, and Peggy, I need you to place a call.
minutes whether you have drinks or not.
Every 5 minutes.
Let's live here.
Any more than look tonight.
You have a girlfriend, Salvatore?
Come on. I'm Italian.
Is this some kind of party here?
How did you swing it? They work at the automat.
You pressed the button and they came out.
I hope we're not interrupting anything.
Definitely not.
Well, I have the bestie. What are we drinking?
More of whatever's making you the way you are.
I love this place. It's hot, loud, filled with men.
I know what you mean.
I have a feeling you like this all the time.
I like to laugh.
Is that right?
Now you stop that.
You said you like to laugh.
I mean it. It's too...
too delicious.
Hey, I said stop it. What do you think you're doing?
You know exactly.
You know what, girls? I think we should go.
Oh, come on.
You're hurting me.
I'll be good. Buy the girls whatever they want.
So, what do you fellas do?
You're looking at the finest ad men in New York. Hell, the world. Lady, a special my time, and one whiskey neat.
So, you're going to ply me with drinks and convince me what a terrible mistake I'm making.
It is quite a drink.
You got in trouble, didn't you?
I shouldn't have lost my temper, and I certainly shouldn't have treated you like anything less than a client.
Apology accepted.
So you understand?
Now I do. It was, refreshing, really. I mean, actually hearing all the things I always assumed people were thinking.
Well, I'm not really as bad as all that. I was under a lot of pressure. Doesn't count. Doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
So, without making things worse, can I ask you a personal question?
Don't you want to get a second drink in me first?
Why aren't you married?
Are you asking what's wrong with me?
It's just that you're a beautiful, educated woman. Don't you think that getting married and having a family would make you happier than all the headaches that go along with fighting people like me?
If I weren't a woman, I would be allowed to ask you the same question. And if I weren't a woman, I wouldn't have to choose between putting on an apron and the thrill of making my father's store what I always thought it should be.
So that's it. You won't get married because... you find business to be a thrill.
That, and I've never been in love.
She won't get married because she's never been in love. I think I wrote that. It was to sell nylons.
For a lot of people, love isn't just a slogan.
What do you mean love? You mean a big lightning bolt to the heart where you can't eat and you can't work and you just run off and get married and make babies. The reason you haven't felt it is because it doesn't exist. What you call love was invented by guys like me to sell nylons.
Is that right?
Are you sure about it? You're born alone and you die alone, and this world just drops a bunch of rules on top of you to make you forget those facts, but I never forget. I'm living like there's no tomorrow. Because there isn't one.
I don't think I realized it until this moment. But it must be hard being a man, too.
Excuse me.
Mr. Draper?
Don.
Mr. Draper. I don't know what it is you really believe in. But I do know what it feels like to be out of place. To be disconnected. To see the whole world laid out in front of you the way other people live it. There's something about you that tells me you know it too.
I don't know if that's true. You want another drink?
No. But you can tell your boss that you charmed me.
So I guess we'll be seeing each other again?
I'll be back in the office Monday morning. For a real meeting.
I'd like that.
We're not buying anything.
Actually, for the first time today, I'm not selling anything. Does Peggy live here?
Hold on. Do you know him? It's okay, Marjorie. We work together. It's okay, Marjorie.
So, what are you doing?
Nothing, just sitting in my room listening to records.
I'm getting married on Sunday.
I heard that.
You must think I'm a creep.
Why are you here?
I wanted to see you tonight.
Me?
I had to see you.
Marjorie?
Yeah, Peg?
I'm going to bed now. They said you'd left.
I didn't want to bother you.
It's not bothering you. Just assumed you're staying in the city again. There's a plate in the oven. Unless you're not hungry.
I'm not.
have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Just to know somehow you are near.